You're listening to Sideshow Network. Check out all of our shows at SideshowNetwork.tv.
Bom, 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 bom.
All right, hello, and welcome to a new episode of Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network, brought to you by Comics on Comics, where the greatest comic minds meet the greatest minds in comics. I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And again, as we do every week, we go through our collection to bring you the worst of the best of the worst.
Wait.
The worst of the best.
The worst of the best. I'm confused.
Because I like the worst of the best of our worst collection ever. Here's the thing.
Wait,
okay.
Explain it. So, like, this is... We have our collection, which is terrible. But among that collection, we have what we consider the best. But we're bringing to you what we think is the worst of tiny... Best?
No, you're right.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, you're right.
It sounds fun,
right,
though.
Yeah, let's call it. I've always said that's the worst of the best.
It sounds fun.
You don't actually hear that very often, because you're like, we're going to bring you the best of the worst.
I mean, if you just want to talk about comics in general, then yes, we are bringing you the worst of the best. Right?
Worst of the best of comics in general, but we have the worst collection ever. Does that make sense?
I feel there's too many words. We're still working on a tagline. We'll figure it out.
That's a very clunky way to describe our show.
I think the best way to describe our show is every week we bring you two issues from our crappy comic book collection, and here we go. That's it.
Crap.
Short and sweet.
Okay.
Worst of the best. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So this week we have to start Infinity Inc.
Yep.
From June 1987, issue number 40, which, this was a fun book. It's also DC's, what do they call this? The new format?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because they changed, it's the deluxe format. So, at one point, DC had books that looked different than the other books, and, they were just fancier, the colors are much more vibrant on these pages.
Oh, okay.
Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I just assumed that was just how Infinity Inc. was. I didn't realize it was a special, deluxe version.
Oh, yeah, well, all these other books, Watchmen came out like this, and The Outsiders, and The Question, and Dr. Fate for a minute.
I just felt that this... Yeah, Legion. Something like that would never... I'd never notice it. I'd just be like, oh, this is how they decided to do this series. More full colors, and snakes on the...
Thing. Yeah, all snakes.
It's all snakes. Everybody's a snake with just a mask on it.
Snake doesn't have a mask, does it?
No, but what if that was how they decided to do an issue? It was this is Superman, but it's just a snake with an S on its head.
Oh, okay.
I'd read that.
Snake month.
Snakes all the time.
I like it.
I'd read that.
All right, so Infinity Inc. We start off with Nuklon and Wildcat 2.
Uh-huh.
Lady Wildcat, fighting a dragon or snake, giant
it's a
snake.
Snake.
Yeah. Area Man can't tell what a dragon is.
Area Man thinks all snakes are dragons. You're just standing out there staring at a garter snake, being like, "They're real, you guys. Dragons."
Oh man, me going to a zoo, be like, "Dragons."
He's like, "All right." Just walk around with a snake and a little. Fish tank, call yourself Daenerys.
Pizza!
I am pizza.
Pizza!
I am father of dragons!
Oh. that's a good way to get around it. You're just like, oh, yeah, well, clearly all snakes are dragons.
Obviously.
Guys, if you're not living your life, how come you not, why you're not living your life like this? You gotta live in a now. You gotta think all snakes are dragons. That's how you get excitement out of life. Anyways.
Snake is the new corgi, you guys.
Anyhow, so they're fighting the snake.
Can I just say that I hate the way Wildcat's cowl is drawn? Because she has two noses. And it really drives me crazy. It's like the cowl has a nose.
Well, isn't that how, what's his face?
I always felt like his came down over his nose.
Ah, you're right. I think so. I
thought it did, which makes sense. But for some reason, this sits between, this nose is drawn so it sits right between her eyes. And then you can see her actual nose below it.
And what purpose
does... It just really bothers me.
And to be honest, it doesn't serve any purpose.
No, it's just just draw it on her actual nose.
Or just give her a little cat nose.
Yeah, give her a little cat nose. A little...
If she really wants a cat nose so bad, so...
It's ridiculous. Anyway, so they're fighting the snake, and as they're fighting, there's this voiceover. It's like...
Where? Oh, earlier?
Yeah, earlier, where it's like,
Do you have an unusual problem? Do you have an unusual kind of problem? Speaking of clunky dialogue.
Yeah.
Do you have an unusual kind of problem? If so, call Einfinity Inc.
And so they're talking. They're like, look at how great we are. We're vanquishing this snake.
Yeah.
And so they kill the snake, and then they go over to...
So now we hop over to Skyman. So is this right?
Yeah, I guess.
Skyman and Fury,
yes.
Who, this is the daughter of Wonder Woman and Steve Trevor in, Earth 2 or something.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
So they, save this woman and her baby from a burning mansion.
Well, yeah, apparently the Gone with the Wind mansion is burning.
Because yes.
It's in the south. They're like, all right.
Tara is burning.
Right, and it's funny because the woman's like, this woman's on the top of this mansion.
She goes, I don't matter, just take my baby.
I don't matter, take my child!
And what's that guy's name?
I have a question here. Is this baby...
Starry?
I have a question.
Is it a real baby? Probably not.
Well, no, this baby... Okay, so this baby's mouth doesn't have anything in it, but here it might. Is that a binky, or is that an eyeball? I'm confused.
Oh, what the fuck? I think the kid is supposed to be screaming, and it's a coloring error, because it's white.
But, his teeth are,
You can see his teeth.
Like, a circle in his mouth.
He's seeing wah. So, I think they just didn't fill in the red. So, it just looks like this white
growth. It looks like an eyeball!
It looks like he's eating an eyeball.
No wonder. Please save my child. He is a hideous beast.
Don't save my child. He started
this fire. She's like, save my child!
He is the omen.
He's more than that. He's friggin'...
He's Damien.
He's the scariest child I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, he eats eyeballs.
He ate my eyeball. He set the house on fire.
He burned this mansion down.
Skyman, take my child.
Anyways, Skyman.
So Skyman handles the baby, and he flies because she's like, "I don't matter." And he's like, "Come on, ma'am, let's go."
I'm strong enough to carry both of you and your eyeball eating child. And so he saves them.
And then we get to
Doctor Midnight.
Actually, okay, so this is my favorite one. So it's the tagline voiceover is like, "Are you bothered by the recent upsurge of urban violence?"
Yeah.
Okay, and these goons who look like guys who are literally caveman. This guy looks like a caveman. He looks like, I don't know what's wrong with his face.
He's a caveman wearing glasses because he's got a huge brow ridge and they've all got bullet things.
Yeah.
It's a little ridiculous.
They look like they're it's like Mad Max times. And so they're recent upsurge of urban violence and they're driving a tank. A full tank through looks
Brooklyn
to be like Brooklyn. Brooklyn, as if urban, which means in 1987 the urban violence had gotten to literally this is RoboCop.
Yeah,
this is straight up Clarence Boddicker in a fucking tank. And thankfully, since you've been bothered by this,
obviously
if you're bothered by guys, if you're bothered,
only if you're bothered though.
By only if
tanks driving through your city is just one of those things, you're meh. Don't bother calling.
If you're sitting here, if you could sit in your living room at night and be like, tank drives down the street shooting everybody, and you're like,
meh.
Sometimes it shakes the house a little bit, my cat gets scared, but I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. If you're bothered, then don't call Infinity Inc.
That's quintessential American apathy right there. Just I have an iPhone, so I guess I could just wait for the tank to go away.
It's only for a minute. Because they never say anything to me,
I'm fine. I'm just in this house. Don't worry about it. They're not shooting me.
I got renter's insurance. I'm okay. You know, my landlord, the landlord and I, we talked about it and said when the tanks come by,
just don't worry about it.
You know, they'll fix it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because it's really not our, it's nobody's fault. You know?
Exactly. Like, we don't have to pay for the windows if they break them. It's cool. So we're just going to sit here and, like, you know, wait for them to go away. I'm going to go on Instagram, post a picture of it. And we're good.
Guys, tanks, FML.
Oh. The tanks are back.
FML, the tanks are back.
You can kind of say it like that that Simpsons where it starts raining donuts and Marge is like, oh, it's raining again.
Oh, the tanks are back.
The tanks are back. So anyway, there's these fuckers driving a tank down Brooklyn street, and Dr. Midnight, Lady Dr. Midnight, and Obsidian,
yep.
Come to save the day. And so they destroy the tank.
Well, the Midnight throws one of her gas things into the tank.
And the guys come out, and she kicks a bunch of them in the face. I think they call her a broad at one point.
They call her a broad, although I like when she's like, only a skinhead here can sneak up on a canned ham.
Yeah, I just think that's a really funny
canned thing. Ham?
I would just like to see somebody trying and failing to sneak up on a canned ham. It just like always turns around, like every time.
Is that how it is with spam?
Yes.
just kind of creep around the corner on spam.
And it just turns and you're like, "Fuck, it saw me."
Anyway, so they're
yeah, and then they also say like, she knocks him out and he's like, and then they're like, "Oh, don't worry, her friend who's like some pussy in blackface or something." And I'm like,
"Oh,
what
I know.
The fuck does that even mean?"
I'm like, "Do you have to go there?" Do we have to be like,
I don't understand, you can't even see Dr. Obsidian's face, like...
Because he's a shadow.
I don't understand. I'm confused. Anyway, so this guy is just like, meh. And so Obsidian, like...
He uses his, like, shadow powers to make you scared. He's kind of like Cloak from Marvel.
Yeah, and he, like, gives them terrible... images of skulls or something in their heads.
Yeah,
He can, like, project some sort of horror into your brain, and they're like, oh, it's terrible, oh my god, and then they collapse, and then we go to Jade.
Yeah, they go to Jade, and
she's a lantern, right?
Well, yeah, she's a daughter, Jade and Obsidian are the daughter and brother and, daughter and...
Son.
The kids.
Yeah.
Of Green Lantern and the original Harley Quinn.
From like the one from the 40s.
From the 40s, so not the stupid one now.
People are gonna be.
Oh, who cares? Yeah. Nobody listens to this. That's true.
Nobody listens to the show.
No. Nobody listens to this. That probably doesn't already feel that way. I feel like the fan base that listens to the show feels the same way about Harley Quinn as we do because.
We're hip. I just feel like she's a little overdone at this point.
She was never done for me.
I never got into her, even though I was a huge animated series fan. Like, loved animated series. Just never got into her. But it's not like she's terrible, it's just, I feel like she's played out.
Right.
That's just me.
So we have Jade, you know, using her lantern powers to...
Fix a space station?
Fix a space station, which apparently, you know, you can, you know, when NASA has a problem. Yeah. Are you bothered by your satellites getting fucked up?
Yeah, instead of sending like an actual trained astronaut out to do a spacewalk with proper tools, just call a Green Lantern who turns everything into like construct.
She could. I mean, it's a lot easier to send her out there than it is, you know, to send a thing. You don't tell her, all right, use a big wrench on something.
She's taking astronauts' jobs. How dare she? So then, like, a bunch of meteors start coming towards her, and so she creates a bat that has Jade Slugger written on the side of it.
Cute.
And just as she's, like, you know, saving herself, all of a sudden the background rips.
Yes.
And in comes Solomon Grundy.
Yay! And
he's like, I save you, Jade. And she's like, no, you're ruining the whole fucking thing, you asshole.
Yeah, he's being stupid.
And then you realize that what's been going on is they've been making a film.
It's a promo film.
It's a promo. It's a commercial. Basically.
Commercial!
So you go into the
very expensive
theater,
commercial.
Very expensive commercial. So you go into the theater where everybody is sitting, all of Infinity Inc. is sitting watching this thing, and like, what's his name? That guy.
Skyman.
Skyman is just beside himself because it cost him so much money.
Cost a lot of money because basically here's the thing. Infinity Inc., like, they're based out in L.A.
Yes.
And they live on like a movie studio.
Uh-huh.
And because Skyman, and I don't know exactly, tangentially understand this, but he is like the head of a movie studio, or like he inherited a movie studio fortune or something, and he's been, you know, yeah, so whatever, you know, he's
whatever,
he's a, you know, he's some sausage.
Yeah.
And anyway, so he's so they're watching this film, and it's funny because you got, you know, the crew in here, and you got what's her face, Jade, thinking like, oh, how was my money? How did I perform? Oh, this was, you know, even though it got ruined, how was it? You know,
and she can mentally talk to what's
She's not mentally. Brainwave.
No, oh, Brainwave.
Brainwave is talking to her. Brainwave Jr.
Right, but she asked him the question first, and he answered, so she knows that he can hear her.
Right.
Okay. So she just, like, walks around talking to him mentally, like, if she wants to?
Well, because they're trying to bone, as you can see later.
Understand.
Yeah. But, yeah, so she's just kind of hitting with him. And then there's Dr. Bones. Dr. Bones.
Dr. Bones.
Poor Dr. Bones.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong.
Dr. Bones has got some issues.
With Dr. Bones. Dr. Bones is like...
Okay.
Knight Rider, or not Knight Rider, Ghost Rider, if he was like...
Wearing a nice cape.
Yeah, if he... Like, just like to hang out with people? I don't understand.
And smoke cigarettes.
He does. He smokes cigarettes, like, this whole issue. And he talks in rhyme, which I find unacceptable.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't know why he talks in rhyme. The only character that should talk in rhyme is Etrigan.
Which, yeah. Which makes sense.
Which makes fucking sense. Because he's a demon from the Middle Ages.
Right.
But Dr. Bones is just like a guy.
Okay, here's the thing about Infinity Inc. They're all really young. Okay, now
So is he trying to, like, do a thing? Is he, like, the hipster of the group where he's this is the cool way to talk now?
Here's the deal. Well, they're young. Well, they're, like, in their 20s. Like, they're adults.
Well, yeah, but, like, you can still be an adult, like, at 21. You're still young.
But Dr. Bones is, like, a teenager still. Let me explain this to you. Because you don't know anything about...
I know nothing about Dr. Bones, but what if all of a sudden all what he sounds like is Jess from the Gilmore Girls. Where he's just like broody. He's like, man, I'm going to do things my own way. Like, that's pretty much all that character does. And that's all of a sudden that's I'm seeing that in Dr. Bones.
Well, Dr. Bones... Okay, basically Dr. Bones, later on, you get to meet Helix, his group,
mm-hmm.
and the Dr. Love, you know, and all that stuff. So basically he's a... he's a product of like a woman, you know, of like a medical like experiment, because his, you know, when his mother was pregnant,
mm-hmm.
she was experimented on by this Dr. Love, who was trying to create all these super beings,
right?
And it, you know, caused him to come out
with transparent
poisonous skin, like his organs and everything are transparent, so he just looks like a bolt, like a skeleton, but you know, he's got eyeballs. And his skin is poisonous to the touch.
I have a question about that. So, you can see straight through him,
mm-hmm.
right? But does that mean, like, he doesn't gain weight or anything? Like, can he just be humongously fat, but all you would be able to see is his bones?
Well, no, he probably works out.
Well, I know, but I'm, like, asking, is that a thing that could happen?
Well, you know, it could happen. I mean, he's also got, like, super strength and stamina.
Oh, I know. I'm just thinking, like, how funny
he could get really fat, though.
If he was, like, 500 pounds and he, like, tried to wear his cape so it looked like it was, like, floating around this little
skeleton. Well, no, it would be because if he was wearing the spandex, he would just be, like, a big ball of his suit, but then his skinny head would be in the middle. It'd be really funny. And I'm surprised
that maybe he should go for that.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing he should do. But no, he's got super strength and all that stuff, but he's also got cyanide skin and is invisible, which doesn't do him any good. And he also recently had, you know, not too recently, but like the reason why he's got a prosthetic leg that you can kind of see.
Oh, I just thought he was just, I'm so used to reading 90s comic books, I just thought that was just like a belt part of his suit.
No, actually, a shark man tried to bite off his butt off his leg, so he, got a prosthetic leg, and he's with them because he's a minor and they're like taking care of him.
Oh dear.
Yeah, and he's kind of there, not really wanting to be there, but he has to be there,
right? Which is why he's smoking cigarettes. He's probably gonna like stalk off to go read some Slaughterhouse Five.
Yeah,
like talk about how deep he is and write some really bad poetry about what it's like to have translucent skin.
Yeah.
Where he, like, rhymes skin with sin.
Skin with
I'm gonna go to the coffee shop, guys. Yeah, pulls the cape around him and stalks off. That's actually a really good, that was me when I was younger, so complete with cape.
Were you Dr. Ladybones?
No, but I was an asshole who would be like, I'm gonna go sit at the coffee shop, write poetry, smoke these club cigarettes. I am deep.
Dr. Asshole Bones.
Yeah, so I was insufferable, as is Dr. Bones. But I didn't speak in rhyme, which makes me better. So anyway, they're all like fighting as they're leaving the theater. Like Dr. Bones is just being an asshole.
Yeah, they're just gonna be smoking, which is, I think, is funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Smoke, fuck you.
Yeah, and then they're like,
well, I mean, let him do what he wants. He's a fucking, he's got transparent skin.
He's got cyanide skin.
Like
he can, he's kind of like Rogue in that he can never touch another human.
Could he kill Rogue?
Oh, that's a really good question, because she might just absorb his cyanide skin.
Because if he wants to get action,
there needs to be a crossover book.
We need to get the cross.
I mean, like, I don't know. Because she can't touch anybody, but he can't touch anybody. Does that mean they can't touch each other out?
See, these are good questions about that. These are questions. This is why that they should, at Comic-Con, they need to just have a panel where people. We just need to have a panel where, and I don't care if maybe you could put both Marvel and DC together. You could put whoever. You could just put like a representative from all like a bunch of comp companies and just have, it's like, ask us your questions. I'm like, okay, great.
So, like, any questions, or do you have to like specify?
The comic book questions about characters. Maybe just do a DC one, do a Marvel one. And just have Geoff Johns up there fielding questions like, can Dr. Bones fuck Rogue?
And Geoff
Johns, and not die.
Geoff Johns' response would just be to like drain a PBR and smash against his
face. Hang on. So what does his dick look like?
Well, it's see through. I mean, it's transparent. I'm assuming it looks like a regular dick. You just can't see it.
So he's just got like he can take a piss and he's just like and he's just holding nothing.
I assume so. And it just, the piss like, comes out of nowhere. Because I'm sure you can't see the pee until it actually comes out, and then it just sort of like looks like it just starts randomly in the air. But that's a really good question, if they would cancel each other out.
It is. And that's why I want this panel. So I need it. I need this panel. I don't care. I mean, do I need some sort of clearances? Like, what do I need to do to do this? I mean, I feel like this is something that, you know, has been sorely lacking from the panel discussions. Just go have this. You could just ask a question. Like a real, like a question about, like, okay, I've been wondering about this. You know, where, you know, what kind, okay, so if Dick, if Dick Grayson and Starfire are having sex, where is he putting it?
Well, she has a vagina. We have been over this.
I know we have. But I'm saying, but there's.
She obviously has a vagina.
Obviously, he's put it somewhere.
It's a vagina. It's a space vagina. It just looks like a vagina.
Well, how has he decided that? Well, for Dick, he doesn't care.
I am sure she can be like, this is my space vagina. Even if it's like wreathed in flames, it's still the same fucking thing.
It's 500 degrees in there, Dick. He's like, I don't care.
I bet that's actually great. He's like, melt my dick off. Oh, yeah.
Guys, live show coming up. This is what you can expect.
Here's the thing. Maybe that's our goal, babe, is one day we're going to get a panel at Comic-Con. We'll invite people to be on the panel, and you can ask them all these questions. And that's all the panel
is. And the panel's going to be 3 hours long.
Worst collection ever. Sean asks assholes questions, and that's all it is.
And nobody else can ask a question except me. Until I get my answer.
And I put it like, we can't ask about vaginas, though, because obviously aliens have vaginas and penises.
Yeah, but these are still things that...
No, they...
Okay, fine.
So we have had this conversation.
Fine, we can put a kibosh on genital talk for the imaginary panel that we have ever had.
Yes, I mean, unless it's like The Thing, and you want to talk about how the...
That's a different question. That might come up. Maybe they'll be okay with it. Maybe
but the humanoid creators... aliens, I think it's safe to assume, have...
Here's the thing. I've become to be okay. I'm okay with Superman's dick.
Good, I'm glad.
I'm okay with it.
I'm glad you've accepted Superman's penis.
Because they, you know, for whatever reason, they decided to show him naked as a baby in Man of Steel, the movie. And
And then you were like, oh, look, he does have a penis.
It's like, okay, right. Well, okay.
Well, why was there baby dick in that movie? That was weird.
That was weird.
I was like, okay, all right. okay.
Like, it's
because
why was there so much Sears in that movie? Why so many IHOPs? Why couldn't they? You know, I mean, they should have just literally had like a plate of pancakes being thrown at Zod.
You know, that would have been amazing. Actually,
is that an outtake?
You know? Why isn't that a thing? Because that would be my favorite GIF. I would use it forever.
Next time at we go to a convention, when if we go to one where they're doing the Rotten Tomatoes. Your opinion sucks. I am going to defend Man of Steel.
Oh God!
I can't wait. I have to. That next time I have to make that a point. Because I know they do it at all the big cons.
They do.
They might not do it at Comic-Con coming up, but I have to wait till WonderCon next year.
Yeah.
And I will do it, because I can't think of anybody else that's got the balls to defend Man of Steel.
That's true. I don't think that would anybody else would do it.
Anyways.
All right.
So,
but we find out that Infinity Inc. is making this commercial because they're broke.
Broke.
Broke. No more money.
Well, they live in a fucking studio.
Yeah, it's kind of...
they're a stupid group of people.
It's inefficient to live on a studio lot, I think. But depends on how many buildings they're using. I don't know. But you'd think that you could, like, rent that out to, like, desperate film people.
Yeah.
You know, people out here struggling trying to make an independent film. Well, here you go, rent a space. But these idiots haven't thought of that.
Well, you got this weirdo walking around, Mr. Bones.
Well, yeah, but people just think he's in costume.
Yeah, but I mean, so apparently they've been having some expensive missions, and you know, things are just not.
And then they also mentioned like that they're not going to get their salaries paid this month, and I'm like, do you guys, like, is this all you do?
Well, yeah, that's like what the Avengers do. That's how they survive. But like, that's the reason why Wonder Man needs another job, because he doesn't want to take the stipend.
But that's the thing. Shouldn't they all have other jobs? Like,
well, she's a doctor. Dr. Midnight's a doctor. Well, so that she's makes like, sense. She's like, fuck like, you guys.
So she doesn't really care. Like, this is kind of her side gig, which makes sense. Because I'm just like, do some of you guys just like, is it like being a fireman where you like sit in the firehouse and just wait,
right,
for a fire? Like, is that what superheroes do? Because like Clark Kent goes to his reporter job, and Hal Jordan goes to fly planes for his job, and Bruce Wayne, it doesn't fucking matter, because Bruce Wayne has all the money, but, like, none of these guys had do anything else?
Right.
Dick, yeah. Dick is a police officer.
Right, yeah, Dick's a cop.
Or used to be, I don't know if he still is, but whatever. So, like, these guys don't do anything else?
Nope.
Huh.
Except for the doctor lady, you know, we'll know her. She's Jade's an actor, Chris.
And she's green. Yeah. Like, literally green.
Well, she can change her skin to be pinkish.
I know, but isn't she like, she's just like, that's how she is. If she didn't change it, she would be green.
Oh, yeah, so she's straight up green.
Okay. So anyway, there's like people talking, and Bones wants to fight.
Bones is just being a dick.
He's being a 16-year-old boy. Is basically what's going on.
He's being a shitbag.
Because teenagers are all assholes, and that's just how you are when you're a teenager, and you grow out of it, hopefully. So he's just being an ass.
Yeah, they're just having, you know, he's being an ass, and they're all like, say you're sorry, and he's like, fuck you, ain't
saying that. He's like, if I said I'm sorry, I'd be lying. And so he's like,
yeah, like, that's right.
Fair enough. Like, he just storms out.
He keeps it real.
He does. He's really.
keeping it real goes right. Let's call it that.
So he just like storms out.
And then, you know, and he goes, and it's actually kind of funny because he kicks his little.
He almost kicks.
Yeah, that's their pet. It's like a mini kangaroo named Trouble.
Well, that's terrible. You can't kick animals.
Yeah, so they have their little animal.
You can say fuck you and storm out. Just don't kick anything like animals on the way up.
Yeah, so it's funny. I think Dr. Midnight's like, he's got a bad case of the lonelies because he misses his monster friends.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he's right.
I don't blame him. You're hanging around with, like, I don't know, Square Jaw McMohawk over
here.
Yeah,
Nuclon.
And you look like you're a fucking terrifying skeleton.
Yeah, he's got some issues. And
I don't want to go hang out with the monsters, too.
His only friend is Paul Ball.
Unfiltered, probably.
My grandpa used to smoke Pall Malls.
I knew a guy who used to smoke unfiltered Pall Malls all the time.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he is, actually. But not of lung cancer. His lungs were fine. Everything else fell apart.
He died because his body ripped apart because he was smoking Pall Malls.
Pretty much. He was my manager at Barnes & Noble. He's a good guy.
Died from fire ants.
Pretty much. So, Fury goes over to New Klon.
Okay, so Fury goes. Yeah, okay, so Fury goes over to New Klon, and for some reason, what's her face? Wildcat is standing right by her, like right up on them while they're having a conversation between each other.
Yeah, I know. Like, she's part of this conversation.
Which she's not.
Yeah, it's weird. And then she's like, oh, don't mind me and my weird fucked up mask.
Anyways.
Whatever. And so Fury's like, hey, can we talk, giant New Klon man?
Giant New Klon man.
Can we talk? You know, I broke up with my fiance and I really need somebody to talk to. And he's like...
Her fiance is Silver Scarab, who is a... who's the daughter or the son of Hector, the original Catwoman or Hawkwoman and Hawkman from Earth 2.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So.
And who goes on, Hector, because it goes on to become Dr. Fate at some point.
Neat. So she's like, sure. And fucking Wildcat's like, don't mind me. I'll just hang out here. And then she's like, oh, I know. She broke up with him. Now she's got her sights set higher. 7'6" to be exact. Like, I'm not gonna tolerate this shit. So she just like becomes like the stereotypical crazy bitch.
Yeah.
And
yeah, she's being rude.
She is being rude. She's very rude. And then apparently then like Obsidian and Jade and Brainwave
Jr.
Walk poor Brainwave. You have to be called Brainwave
Jr. Brainwave Jr.
You can't be called like, you know, Mind Impulse or something, Brainwave Jr. But anyway, so she's like walking down the hallway and she's like, I gotta take Solomon Grundy home because apparently he likes her.
He likes her, but for some reason, like, they live with him now.
I think it like keeps him under control or something.
Yeah, because she's like really into him. And
well, she's not into him. He's into her.
Well, he's into her. And, you know, Solomon Grundy. Solomon Grundy was like a mortal enemy of the original Alan Scott Green Lantern.
Yeah.
For years, and for some reason, I don't know why they have, like, this sloth-like relationship with him. Like, it's the end of the Goonies, and Chunk's like, Sloth, you'll live with me now. You know, with no, you know,
Don't ask your parents about that either. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, there's, you know, you don't have to clear anything for tellies. You could just have a man, a deformed man.
Yeah, a man who's probably, still, supported by his mother. Due to his
because
mental deficiencies.
He's a severe who has to go.
She's his guardian.
Who's like never had legally. He's never had a doctor's visit ever. That's why he looks like he does. Anyways,
yeah.
So basically, that's.
Really think a doctor could do anything about that.
Well, no.
I mean, unless you want to like go and get plastic surgery and like try to reconstruct some shit.
Well, I know what I'm saying, but like, I mean, what if he's got problems?
I'm sure he's got problems.
He's got lots of problems.
Yeah, he's got a lot of problems, but you apparently
what if he needs glasses.
He might need glasses.
He might need more than glasses. anyway, so Solomon Grundy's kind of like in that position.
Yeah, and he's so, like, oh, I could go live with you guys now. Like, yeah. Okay.
And so they...
Fly off.
So they fly off to their... I guess they live in some mansion.
Yeah, it says that somewhere in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
Is what they say later. And, like, then apparently... we'll talk to you about it when we get there. Because they're like, whatever. So then we have this...
So he, I don't know, so there's interaction between Dr. Bones,
oh, yeah, Dr. Bones
and Stripesy, who's like the, you know, the...
mechanic?
Yeah, he's like, he used to be like Skyman or Star Spangled Kid's sidekick.
Yes, Stripesy.
Back in the day, and now he's just kind of hanging out wearing a striped shirt.
Yep.
That's his deal.
And being a mechanic.
Being a mechanic, so...
He stalks back to his room like every teenager does.
Dr. Bone goes to his room. He kills a fly because it lands on his body.
Yeah.
And then
he tries to call his friends.
He tries to call his friends. And he's very rude, which is actually kind of funny.
Always
very rude. He just calls it. He calls and he's like, hello, just put Helix on the phone. Like, they don't even know what he's talking about. And they're like, oh, I guess this guy's being rude.
Yeah.
So maybe you should answer it. So Helix and the rest of his crew, you know, rest of
his friends,
who are still wearing their outfits for some reason. I don't know why at this point you are still wearing your outfits. I mean, we know who they are.
Right.
Maybe they should be wearing, like, other clothes.
Sure.
You know, I mean, they just have to keep washing the same shirts or whatever. Hey, what's that thing? Is that a part of the team? Is that a little goober?
Probably. Yeah, he's like a slime monster.
Well, look at a dog. Slime dog.
So he calls and, like, Helix, like, I can't talk to you anymore. Like, they're obviously brainwashed by Dr. Love.
Dr. Love!
Who kind of looks like Egon.
It was like Rick Ocasek from the Cars.
That too. And so he's been, you know, his friends have been brainwashed.
Yeah.
So he's like, don't call us anymore, Dr. Bones.
Yeah.
So that happens.
Yeah, so there's that. And then we get some talk and some discussion about Our Man, which gives a shit.
Yeah, apparently Our Man is hooked on Miraculo. Wait, how do they say it in Arrow?
Miraculo.
Miraculo, or whatever. So,
Miraculo.
Yeah.
You know, is it the same shit?
That's what I thought.
But it's like this, you would say Miraculo.
Well, in Arrow, they don't say
Miraculo. That. Miraculo.
But I think that it's Miraculo in Arrow.
I think it's different.
Because it's the same kind of basic drug where you get it and it makes you really strong and it gives you, you know, strength and whatever because...
His drug only keeps him strong for an hour, though.
Right, but like Our Man, like his dad was Our Man.
Right.
And so he takes this drug so he can be Our Man.
Right.
And he's like, I can't do it anymore. Like, I'm obviously, like, I'm getting the shakes, man. Like, I'm addicted to this shit. And then this woman, I don't know who this woman is.
This is Dr. Midnight.
Oh, it is Dr. Midnight.
She's a doctor. She's in her real job. She's the one who knows the real job.
I see. See, she's out of her costume. I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
So she's like, but we can fix it here. If we inject you with this, like, blood serum, you can be Our Man forever.
Yay!
And he, like, cries.
Meh.
He's really happy about it.
Oh, good for him. So now,
this is such a weird panel, because I'm like, where the fuck is this? So they're like...
They're at In-N-Out, or they're at Pink's. Or Tale of the Pup.
It's a
hot dog stand.
It's a hot dog stand, but like the way it's drawn here, it looks like an anus.
I know.
Taking a shit. It really does.
Guys, come to the ass shit.
It's the ass shit. But so like they go and they're all parked in the parking lot, like eating burgers.
Ample parking for LA.
Seriously,
too.
Like
bullshit.
It has to be.
Here we are in the heart of Hollywood, and we're in a giant parking lot. Bullshit.
No, it has to be in fucking Burbank because where else do you find fucking parking like that in LA?
I don't know. Fucking has to be in Temecula.
Yeah, well, Burbank. Like you have to be in the Valley because you can't get parking like that in fucking Hollywood. So they're like tons of parking and whatever. No, it's no problem, and they're talking. And all of a sudden...
Well, they're talking. So basically, so Nuklon and Lita, or... Lita. Lita. L-Y-T-A.
Sure.
She's Fury. Fury. Duh.
Yeah.
Okay. Nuklon and Fury are just kind of talking about, like, how...
Life
and how Hector Hall just kind of dumped her.
Yeah.
You know, Scarab just kind of dumped her, and she's like, "Oh, what's going on?" And she's like, "Oh, well, you know, kind of fiending for your man Mohawk and your shirt with palm trees on it, and you know, palm tree polo." And then she's like, "Well, the reason I want to talk to you." And then just at that time, what's her face?
Wildcat
rolls up and starts
finds parking right away.
Yeah. How she? Yeah, come on, it's unrealistic.
It's very unrealistic. Superpower people, not unrealistic. Ample parking in Los Angeles, completely unrealistic.
Yeah.
So like, she pulls it and like gets out of the car and like pulls the classic like, "No, what are you doing? Why are you talking to that bitch?" thing. And he's like, "What the fuck, bro?" Like he gets upset and he like storms out of the car and walks away.
He just walks home. Yeah.
And Fury's just like, "Oh." I don't know, she's, like, accusing her of, like, being a hussy or whatever. Or Wildcat's like, "You're a hussy." She's like, "No, I just wanted to talk to him because I'm pregnant." Wow. And my husband, my fiancé dumped me and he doesn't even know. And then all of a sudden, Wildcat's like, "Oh, we're friends now. We can talk."
Dun, dun, dun.
Which is dumb. So then we go back to...
So now we're in Beverly Hills at wherever her house.
Jade's
house.
She's all green out in the pool.
Green out in the pool, dressed up in her.
Brainwave Jr.'s just like, yeah.
Right, yeah, he's
yeah.
Well, he's like, I can't keep my. You know, it's like, because he's right. Okay, he's
your body.
He's writing a script. He's writing a script.
Body.
He's writing a procedural called Body. No, he's writing a. a procedure. He's writing, I guess he's writing the screenplay of Infinity Inc.'s life or some shit. I don't know.
Wow, fascinating.
Or the Justice League, Justice Society. Because at some point there's a poster for a Justice Society movie.
Yeah, and there's a lot of like references to like Alan Scott.
Well, because they're all kids of.
Right,
you know,
I know, but like, all sorts of like weird references, whatever. So.
But Grundy's there, so basically Brainwave's hanging on the side, they're all hanging in the pool, and Grundy is just cleaning the pool.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Because she told him to.
She told him to. He probably, okay, so Grundy's a living zombie.
Yes.
Does he not reek the whole time?
I would assume, he's also out in the sun.
Yeah. Which. This probably smells like ass.
Dirt and rotting flesh, but apparently, I don't know, maybe he doesn't rot anymore. I don't know how zombies work. So.
Yeah, so they're having, something happens where Brainwave gets knocked in the pool, 80s, and
he, they're having a splash fight.
So her, Grundy's not having a splash fight, but no. Jade and,
Brainwave.
Brainwave are having a splash
fight.
Brainwave Jr. Brainwave, poor Brainwave Jr.
I know, I feel bad for him.
They're having a splash fight, and for some reason, up from the bottom comes Obsidian. Who was snorkeling the whole time.
In a pool.
Yeah, in like a regular pool. And he's not, and for some reason he's not all shadowing, which I didn't know he can do. I thought he was just constantly shadow.
Apparently not.
But apparently not. Apparently he wants to creep on his sister while they're in a pool.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. It's weird.
Yeah. So they go to have a talk with her, with their mother, the Harley Quinn, and whoever... some assistant of hers.
Yeah, whatever.
And I guess they're basically talking about...
life.
Yeah, they're talking about... Yeah, just a bunch of bullshit. Talking about some doing some sort of... Being a part of some sort of radio station.
Yeah.
Which is the 80s, so whatever. Radio's still a big thing. And they're like, well, we gotta get us, some spot... get a spot here in Los Angeles. But, we could do it. And they're like, yeah, Infinity Inc. Radio. I'm like, oh, yeah, great. That'll
be your money.
Great.
So there was also
because Alan Scott used to be a radio guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
But there's also this shot of like Grundy cleaning the pool as they're all talking, and this is supposed to be in Beverly Hills, but you can see the ocean. Can you see the ocean from a house in Beverly Hills?
No. Well, unless this is way up high.
Yeah, but. There's not a lot of mountains in Beverly Hills. It's not like living in the hills, and even in the hills you can't see.
Geographically, no. This is probably not.
Like, if it said Malibu, I'd buy it.
Well, they would just call it Malibu.
Well, yeah, but they call it somewhere in Beverly Hills. That's why I was like, why didn't you just say Malibu?
Yeah.
But apparently you can see the ocean.
Poor Grundy, though. We'll clean the pool. And then we go over to Skyman. He's in Century City. Ooh, can't see the ocean from there. Good. Okay. and he calls Power Girl because he wants to get her on the team, and she's out doing something. And
Power Girl-ish.
He's all upset about that. And then Johnny Thunder shows up, who I don't really know much about her other than I think she has Thunderbolt, or like an evil Thunderbolt following her.
Sure. That makes sense.
Basically, that's basically what happens. The Thunderbolt shows up and starts...
Yeah, ripping shit up.
Ripping shit up. And
he's like, ah! That's that picture of him going,
Bazzard!
And there's just fighting, and...
People get zapped, and that's it.
That's it. That's all that happens.
That's it for the book. Ooh, this kid's talking about how much he loves Infinity Inc. Great.
Yeah. Did you see the Green Arrow...
Oh, this back here?
On the back.
Oh, yeah. This is sexy.
I know. It's like, it's a good day to be Green Arrow. It's a picture of Ollie's face. And then there's like a hand like attacking some woman. And then there's Ollie in bed with a woman. And then there's, I don't know, fighting? What is that?
Fighting.
Yeah.
Some serious side boob.
Yeah.
Who's that? Is that Canary?
I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
It's got Ollie's hairy chest is like lovingly drawn.
Yeah, it's a sexy book.
Yeah, get this book. There's fucking in it, guys.
This is a sexy book, guys. Anyways, that's Infinity Inc. number 40 from July 1987. Would you read the next issue of this? The next issue of this has to do with whatever Thunderbolt shit's going on here. So.
I wouldn't go out of my way to read it. I don't know. It's not terribly objectionable. It's fine, but I don't think I'd go out of my way.
don't know. I'm on the fence. I would, you know, if it was in a pack of mystery comics,
well, yeah,
I'd read it. But I don't. No, that's the thing. It's like I never. I'm a little. I'm not as jazzed by it. So
yeah.
Sorry, Infinity. Film fun?
Film fun? Question mark.
Fun? Sure.
No fun. Alright, we're back.
Alright, we're back, yes. And what's our next book?
Rom.
Rom.
Rom!
Just Rom. Rom from 19... I'm sorry. Rom number 56 from July 1984.
Yep.
And... it guest stars Alpha Flight.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. So, Rom, I like, actually, this is funny because he only gets this little tag here from Stanley.
The greatest
of the Space Knights. That's all I got to say. So
Stanley doesn't know who Rom is.
Stanley had no idea.
He's like, whatever. At this point, I just put my name on it and get paid. Good for him.
So... he, so Rom from number 56 from July 1984, start out with, shit's going down in Atlanta, because apparently there was some sort of massacre or outbreak.
There was outbreak of, what do they call them?
The dire wraiths.
Dire wraiths.
Wraiths.
Wraiths. No, the dire wraiths. And there was like an outbreak. For some reason, so there's all these people outside this hospital, and they're just, like, taking bodies away. And everybody's like, oh my god, what the fuck is going on?
And Rick Jones is there from Avengers, the friend fame, and Mr. Marvel, Captain Marvel fame. And they're like, this guy's like, look, we're not going to tell anybody that shit is going, the government doesn't want anybody to know.
What the shit that went down.
If it was up to me... because this guy is like, he's like a wraith hunter. Right? Wraith?
I'm assuming they're called wraiths.
Wraith hunter.
He just wants to put stuff on people's doors. It's fine.
Take them all. Okay, so apparently what happened was...
more sinister.
Wraith blood transfusions occurred.
Yes.
And made all these people into these nightmarish mutant monsters.
Yes. And they started killing each other and whatever. So, it's bad. There's just, like, bodies everywhere, and dead people, and dead wraith things, and it's just a mess. And so they're, like, just trying to take him out of the hospital without the public getting freaked, but the public's already freaked. The
public's already freaked, and of course, as this is happening, somebody's carrying out, like, a giant wraith on a stretcher, and the sheet just happens to come off.
Yep. And everybody gets to see he's, like, this monster.
Green booger monster.
Thing. And they're like, oh... and then they're like, oh, don't worry about it. I know who can help. Rom, the Space Knight.
Rom, greatest of the Space Knights. Like, he says it like that.
Yeah, he does. He's like, okay.
Jerry Ordway over here is like, fuck you, shut up.
He's like, shut up, kid. I don't care. So, but Rom and his friend, what's her name?
Starshine
are, like, standing on a cliff in the Canadian Rockies somewhere.
No, they're in Northern Ontario.
Is that... the Canadian Rockies are?
It's the Canadian Rockies.
But they're in a mountain.
The Beaverkill Valley in Northern Ontario. That's where this all takes place.
Yeah, I know, but the...
that's why Alpha Flight's there.
I understand, but the Rockies can run through Northern Ontario, can't they?
Well, sure, but where does it even...
I don't know, I'm just asking. I'm assuming that, because didn't Alpha Flight, wasn't that already set in the Northern Rockies before?
Yeah, but Canada's big. This is part of Ontario. It says
yes, but this is a very mountainous area. That's why I'm guessing maybe it's the same place.
I don't think
I mean, the Rockies are huge, let's be honest. Like, just because you're in the Rockies in Denver, like, let's say you go to Colorado, we go up to one part of the Rockies, it doesn't mean that there's not Rockies down in fucking Arizona.
Right, but...
it's still the Rockies.
Okay, but for this particular instance, they're not in the Rockies.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
But you don't know that they're not.
They're in the Beaverkill. He's just standing on a cliff somewhere.
With too many mountains around, that's why I'm assuming that it is the Rockies.
They're in Ontario.
In a mountainous area that may or may not be the Canadian Rockies.
Do we have to look up and see if the Rockies go into Northern Ontario?
Would you like me to? All right, let's just say they may or may not be the Rockies. Anyway, they're in a mountainous area. How's that? You happy?
Jesus, this is such a pointless argument.
So, wait, they're looking over this little beaver...
Beaverkill Valley.
Beaverkill Valley.
Nice name.
Which is used to be a very beautiful town, but now it is polluted and horrific because the mines have... the coal mine has stripped it of all of its beauty, and I believe it's actually on fire.
It's always on fire.
It's always on fire.
Canada, always on fire.
It's one. There's actually a town in Pennsylvania like that.
Yeah?
It's literally on fire and has been for like 50-plus years. It's on fire underground.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a whole dollop on it.
That's good.
But yeah, like, it's to the point where, like, the asphalt has melted, and I think there's, like, 4 people still left in the town that refuse to leave. Anyway, so,
They're trying to find... Basically, you know, Rob's lot in galactic life, as well as Starshine, is to find the wraiths and destroy the wraiths.
Yep, that's his job.
That's his job. And, you know, the whole reason probably why the wraiths are on Earth is because of him. Or maybe, I don't know. I'm not up in my realm. Rom was basically, you know, basically a toy that got a comic book series. You know that, right?
No, I did not know
that. Yeah, it was a toy. Anyways.
No, it does not go into Ontario.
Told you.
It goes into British Columbia and Alberta.
Okay, so Alberta. So, I mean, that's why the Alpha Flight was able to hang out on the Rockies at some point because it goes up into Canada.
Yeah, but see, the Rocky Mountains are huge. Okay, but I just wanted to see, and you are correct. So they're not there. They
spent all that time arguing.
But I like to argue about Rocky Mountains.
So they're lamenting about this town, about her being shitty.
Yeah, and how shitty it is. And like Starshine and Rom used to like be together.
Yeah, in their human forms or in their what I'm confused.
I'm assuming basically, is this a space body thing?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, here we go.
Fucking
again.
Space closets have their actual bodies and their heads are just in these things.
Yeah, so their bodies are just in these robots and whatever, and they're so they're having a...
And, like, Rom is still, like, somewhat human in that he doesn't think that we should kill everybody, but Starshine...
Because she wants to go in and just fucking kill the town, yeah, right?
Yeah, Starshine just wants to burn the whole fucking thing to the ground, because she no longer has any sort of, like, human emotion or ability. But I to understand that she probably shouldn't do that, but I disagree with that. I think she has a lot of human emotions, and one of them is rage.
Yeah.
She's really fucking angry, and so she's just gonna act out and start burning things down.
Yeah.
So, anyway, like, he reminds her that they used to be together, and she's like, you're not gonna distract me from my mission, which is killing wraiths!
Fuck the wraiths.
Whatever. So then we go to... What's her name?
So now we're in the waters nearby this town.
Yeah.
And it's a marina.
Marina.
From Alpha Flight. Yeah, this is right around the time, like, the first, like, 12 issues of Alpha Flight, so she's still kind of around the team.
Yeah. So, like, basically, the town sits on the other side of a dam. So there's a big lake, and then there's a dam, and then there's a little stream, and the town's on the other side of the stream. But everything's been polluted. Like, so the whole lake is, like, black and gross.
It's all black from fucking...
Coal
and shit.
Yeah. So... She, like, somehow lives as she, like, goes into the water.
Well, because she's an alien,
yeah, too. Yeah, no, but still.
Well, but she has this mission to swim into this water. It doesn't do her any good.
Nope.
But she flies, she swims down there and finds...
Glowing
salmon eggs. And takes them back up to the surface, and she's like, Jesus fucking Christ, guys. Why did you make me do this? This is awful.
Yeah, she's like, I reek right now because this water is gross. But somehow there's these eggs here, and, like... What's his face?
We'll call him Sasquatch. He's in the
Sasquatch is like, he's like, oh, nothing should be able to live here. How odd that these eggs glow.
Science.
Strange.
Science. Canadian science. So anyway, so we got Marina and Sasquatch and Shaman all hanging out, and they're like, oh, glowing eggs, and apparently. They see Snowbird.
She shows up
flying by
for no reason.
Well, because really. They're just. I think they're all just. Because I guess at this point, like Alpha Flight's weird because it's like it's not really together, but it's also together because the government doesn't want it together. But they're like, no, man, we're together. Eh, you know, it's weird. It's a weird history.
whatever. So she flies by, and they're like, what is she here for? Let's go see what she wants.
I like that Shaman, as he's running around, he...
is taking off his, like, suit.
He took off his suit to have his superhero costume underneath.
Yes.
And he looks, you know, which I think is, you know, like he's just peeling it off. Like,
yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah.
And he's got no, whatever.
It's so. Very Clark Kent turning into Superman.
Yeah, he's just, you know, I was like, why don't you guys just wear it? I mean, I understand why you know, Walter can't dress up because he changes in and out, you know, but I mean, just wear your outfit.
Wear your thing.
It's not like he had to go into the town.
You know. So then, like, there's this weird monster, and they're like...
Well, it's a Dire Wraith.
Oh, a Dire Wraith. And he's like, ah, ha-ha, you'll see Alpha Flight. Wait until my minions come for you, or whatever.
And not cute yellow minions. We're talking black, with red-eyed fish minions.
Honestly, at this point, it could be yellow fucking minions, because I'm so over that. Fuck the minions, man. If I see another guy, I'm so glad that movie came out. Because if I see more marketing campaigns for fucking minions... I may die of, like, minion-induced panic.
Yeah, we're not down with that.
Tic Tacs that, like, have little, that are yellow, and they have, like, little minion goggles on them, so basically you just go eat, like, minion babies. It's really fucked up.
That's how they reproduce, in Tic Tacs.
In Tic Tac form!
Anyway, so these minions attack this town.
Yeah.
Which, you know, just happens to have, like, a million people in the street all of a sudden. And Snowbird shows up.
Yeah, they're like, there's nothing in this town. And they're like, oh, there's barely any people here anymore. Everybody's
yeah, I know, what the fuck?
And then there's, like, so many fucking people on the streets. You're like, dude, if there's nothing in this fucking town, there should be, like, you know, population, like, you know, a 500.
Look, it's Aquaman.
Aquaman's there, too.
Aquaman's there. Yeah, it's all running, and all these black monsters are chasing them.
And luckily, Snowbird shows up and turns into an owl, like a very fluffy, adorable owl.
Well, but her power is that she can...
Oh,
you know.
I know. I
okay, just, we talked about this, right?
Yeah, we did. And it's just, she's so cute. Look how cute she is. Look how cute.
A little chubby owl.
She's so chubby and fluffy, and she, like, takes down one of these guys.
Well, it's funny, because this woman's like, my baby! And I like this whatever this monster is just kind of like, baby. And he's kind of like, like, about to reach in and eat some baby.
Yeah. And yeah. So she, like, takes it down, and, like, she gives the baby back, but these monsters are just, like, standing there watching. Like, they're not that far away. She's like, it's okay. Don't worry. The monster's just like, oh, we'll just watch this go down.
It's like, hey, hang on. It's like, cool. Look. Yeah, so, thankfully, you know, it's like, lady, it's like, get out of here. And this lady's like, who are you? It's like, shut up, lady. Just fucking run.
Right. And then, luckily, Sasquatch and Shaman and show up. And
I like how Shaman just kind of floats around sitting Indian style the whole time.
That's what he does. I know. It's his job. He's a Shaman.
It's Shaman.
So she turns into, like, Snowbird turns into a bear. And there's just, like, throwing of all these little minion guys.
Hey, where's Rom? There's Rom.
And then...
So, oh, I skipped something here. Did I not? No.
No.
No, I did. So Marina's, like, she does, like, a whirlpool kind of deal to kind of whip up a bunch of these. Because they're all coming from the lake.
Yeah.
You know, because they're all basically these fish eggs, you know, coming out of the lake.
Yes.
And she does a big whip up of all these monsters.
But this is dumb. They're like, the chemicals in there have, you know, rendered her temporarily insane just because she's going arg.
Arg!
You're like, oh, okay.
She's taking the hard crap.
That's what's going on. So, anyway, there's lots of fighting, and then Rom and Starshine show up, and Starshine...
Well, here's the thing. Shaman...
Oh, yeah,
senses that it's magic.
Yes.
That is at...
creating
these things. So he might have a way out of this. But as they're coming about to say, you know, fighting them, Rom, the Space Knight, every time he shows up, they have to announce him.
Right.
And some sort of like...
Rom, Space Knight!
So they show him and Starshine show up. And
she's just like killing minions. And Rom's like, maybe we shouldn't kill them. And Sasquatch is like, no, maybe we really should. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Because there's so many of them and they just are coming from everywhere. Maybe we should kill them. And so then Rom, they fight them for a while. And then Rom uses his energy...
He has like a space scanner? Gun. He has like a space gun scanner that allows him to also like analyze. It's like a Green Lantern ring, kind of.
Yeah, he basically figured out that they're supposed to be fish, but because of magic, they're these monsters.
Because of magic and pollution.
Yeah.
They're
monsters.
Monsters.
And is this where the part where? Hold on, I think it's back here. Like somebody says, like,
Well, she's look what, Marina?
No, it's
what?
I'm trying to remember where it is.
Why do they kill?
No, somebody said something where they're like, "Oh, the pollution isn't, you know, yeah, it gets environmentalist panties in a twist, but is it really that bad? Like, it didn't do anything else. What do you mean that they came, like, the pollution made them do this or whatever?" I can't remember exactly where it is.
What, do you think it's on the other page?
Yeah, it might be. I don't know where it is.
There's a lot of preaching going on here.
There is. I mean, like, every single time there's a narration box, it's just like, the polluted town, the toxic waters. Like, there's a lot of
preaching. Oh, hang on. Yeah, those Sasquatch. He's like, "Oh, come on, Shaman. I mean, pollution raises my environmentalist hackles, too, but it's never been known to give birth to horrors like this."
Like, no, it just causes, like, cancers.
It's not that bad, guys.
It's not that bad, man. As long as you don't have these guys running around, it's okay.
Hey, look, a comic book convention.
Oh, yay.
Let's go.
Yay, let's go. It's time travel.
Time travel back to 1985.
Yes. So, Shaman's like, "I got an idea," and he, like, flies over the water and he drops pellets.
Yeah, he drops like his magic because he's got pouches.
Yeah, so he drops
his best pouches. His best thing is that he has things in pouches.
He actually uses his pouches.
He's like, yeah, he's like, he's got, like, you know, little pouches full of dusts.
Yeah,
you know.
So he does that, and then
he does that, and Marina kind of like
stirs it together
in the lake, and
it undoes the magic, and it turns all these guys into fish, a lot of fish.
Since the lake sucks ass.
And it's polluted and gross.
All the fish dead.
Yep, and they're all just like floating on the top. Which, you know, is going to smell really bad.
Gross.
It's going to be so nasty.
Oh, dead fish lake. This should be. Is this in a dollop as well?
Yes. So they're like, oh.
And Visigan Rom's like, yeah, you know, I mean, these monsters, they you know, these eggs are introducing the fouled up pollution waters, but, you know, as monsters they're able to survive, but, you know, just as fish.
Nope, they're fucked.
Yeah, you know, they're fucked, so.
And then there's this thing where they're like, oh, but, like, the, what? I don't know. No, turn the page. Because they're like, then they hear some sort of chanting coming from, like, the inside of mine.
Yeah. Right, because that's where the dire wraiths are.
Yeah.
And apparently they're doing some sort of to do in this mine.
Yeah.
Polluting the mine.
With all their little salmon eggs.
Salmon eggs. And apparently they start changing, like, the water or something into it, too.
I guess. Sure.
Some sort of basically, they just change, like, the water molecules, like, any sort of life. Because basically, they need some sort of organic material, I think, in order to create, like, these monsters.
Yeah.
So that's what they do.
Yeah, so all these monsters go swimming out. And
well, I'm sorry, the monsters go swimming out, but the black water
breaches the dam,
and then, you know, next issue, you know, we're going to see how that turns out.
Yep.
So that's it for Rom.
Rom Space
with
Night.
Alpha Flight, Rom number 56 from July 1984.
Yep.
Would you continue reading this book?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I found, like, the narration box thing to be a little bit preachy. And annoying, because it was like, yeah, I get it, the waters are black, yeah, I get it, it's polluted, like, you don't have to tell me every page. So I found
that Midnight Oil was a comic.
I found it boring.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't find Rom to be that fascinating.
Yeah, I don't really know what Rom's deal is.
He's just basically a robot that kills pink monsters.
But why is he a space knight?
Because there's some sort of, like, he kind of had it's some sort of, like, he's from space.
Oh. Wasn't he human at one point?
He was a humanoid at something like that.
Oh, so he was from a different planet.
Different planet, yeah. See, and like, okay. He took on the responsibility of being a space knight, which basically puts you in the space closet and makes you into this thing.
Space closet.
Yeah, space closet is the hoy.
It's like really crowded in there.
Just one big closet they all have to stay.
It's just one.
Ugh.
One space closet.
One space closet for all. That'd be a good book. Marvel and DC talk about space closets.
I don't think DC does that as much.
Yeah, DC doesn't do space class. That's one thing they do right.
Yeah, it's like, if you're in the suit, you're in the suit. Like,
they don't fuck with space classes. They ain't, like, fucking with that space class or shit.
If your body changes, it's because of, like, magic. Like, you know, Shazam or something. Like,
magic closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, that's Rom. That's it for the show.
Yep.
Thank you for listening. You can Well, first of all, make sure you guys, if you guys are in the California area,
Southern California,
July 22nd, we are performing a live event at the Comic Bug in Manhattan Beach. You can go to thecomicbug.com for all the details on the store. And we are doing a live event there at 7 p.m. With comedian Graham Elwood.
Yes.
Our good friend Graham Elwood will be joining us to talk about
comedy film nerds fame.
Comedy film nerds and, you know, Turtles with Doc Benson. He's a rad dude. So please join us for that. And where can we find you, Jen?
Me?
Yeah.
I am at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, at jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and at jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
Ugh. Ron put me to sleep.
It does that.
You can find me on Twitter at AngryHeroSean, same as Instagram. That's AngryHeroSean, S-H-A-W-N. Also on Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com. And also, thank you to Comics and Comics and Sideshow Network. And, of course, enjoy Sideshow Network at SideshowNetwork.tv.
Yay.
And, oh, yeah, of course, you know what? If you listen to this show and you enjoy it, please continue to rate and subscribe on iTunes. That's something that I feel like I preach enough in my daily job. But I never
mention it here.
Never mention it here because, this is like an added bonus, I guess, if you already subscribe to Comics on Comics. But if you found us through, outside of Comics on Comics and you want to subscribe on iTunes and give us a rating, then do that, and give a rating to Juan and Vito. We thank them very much.
Yep.
All right. So that's it for this week, guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.